From Storyflow, Finance and Markets. Mason on Finance and Markets, June 15th. From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for June 15th. It's Mason, June 15th. Five things on the tape worth your attention this morning. Let's get into it. First, from Dennis Shadenskog. I cleared my calendar 3 years ago. It refilled itself. 3 years ago, I wrote a lightness manifesto, hoping that cutting back on work would give me room for reading, walks, and guitar. The plan worked on the surface. Fewer PowerPoints, more quiet time. But the feeling of lightness never arrived. The missing piece is Jevons's paradox. When something becomes more efficient, we end up using more of it because it feels cheaper. The same thing happens with time. Once each hour stops costing money, we start treating it as free and fill it with more activities. My brain kept measuring every hour by output, pages read, miles run, chords learned, so the newly free time turned into a longer to-do list instead of genuine ease. The paradox isn't about tech, it's about the internal price tag we still attach to every moment. The lesson is simple: efficiency alone won't bring lightness. To feel lighter, you have to reprice your time, letting some hours simply be, without the pressure to produce something measurable. Next. Second, from Metals and Miners. The SpaceX IPO reality check. 60% of major IPOs dropped 30-80% within the first year. Warren Buffett's take and why SpaceX at $2.1 trillion is the most asymmetric risk setup in the market right now. The SpaceX IPO has arrived with the kind of fanfare that only comes around once in a generation. The company is now the sixth largest publicly traded entity in the United States, carrying a market cap north of $2.1 trillion, and joining an exclusive club of just 12 American companies valued above $1 trillion. The financial media is breathless, retail platforms are rationing allocations, and the hype machine is running at full capacity. Before you reach for your wallet, it is worth pausing to examine what you are actually buying and what history says happens next. The raw financials tell a story that the hype does not. SpaceX reported $18.7 billion in total revenue for 2025, which sounds impressive until you see the other side of the ledger: $20.7 billion in capital expenditures, negative $13.8 billion in free cash flow, and a net loss of approximately $5 billion. In the first quarter of 2026 alone, the company burned through $9.1 billion in free cash flow on just $4.7 billion in revenue, with the newly merged XAI segment consuming the majority of that capital. The company has even acknowledged that the XAI division may never become profitable. This is not a growth company temporarily investing for future returns. This is a structurally capital-intensive business that destroys cash at a historic rate. What makes the SpaceX IPO uniquely dangerous is not just the valuation disconnect, but the mechanics of how the stock has been structured to distribute risk onto retail investors while giving insiders a clear and early exit. The combination of extreme overvaluation, asymmetric lockup rules, and the brutal historical track record of major IPO drawdowns creates a setup where the risk is overwhelmingly skewed to the downside for anyone buying at current prices. The $2.1 trillion valuation trap. SpaceX is now the sixth largest U.S. company by market cap at approximately $2.31 trillion, despite burning $13.8 billion in free cash flow in 2025 and recording a net loss of $5 billion. It carries the highest cost of ownership of any stock in the top 12. The retail lock-in. Retail investors buying through platforms like Fidelity are subject to a 15-day flipping rule. Sell within that window to protect yourself from early volatility, and you face a 6-month ban from future IPOs. A third offense triggers a permanent lifetime ban tied to your social security number. The insider release valve. While retail is penalized for selling, pre-IPO insiders have a structured schedule that allows them to begin offloading shares right after the Q2 earnings report on June 30th, with up to 30% of eligible locked-up shares available for sale at that first unlock. The historical drawdown reality. Research on major market debuts shows that between 55% and 60% of top IPOs experience significant drawdowns, frequently falling 30% to over 80% from their first-day highs within the first 12 to 36 months of trading. The Buffett Rule. Warren Buffett has long avoided IPOs for a simple reason. They are negotiated transactions timed entirely by the seller to extract maximum value, making it highly unlikely the timing is favorable to the buyer. The SpaceX IPO reality check. 60% of major IPOs drop 30-80%. Within the first year, Warren Buffett's take and why SpaceX at cross $2.1 trillion is the most asymmetric risk setup in the market right now. So, let's go. Up next. Third, from the daily upside, diversification is better than a free.